Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
This could all go horribly wrong at any minute. Yes, that's right. The 162nd edition of Louis Black's Rantcast, entitled "The Stupidity Is Stupefying." That's right. Beyond, it's stupefaction. I will just say this: this is going to continue. This level of madness that we're at, well, I'm afraid, is going to go exponentially higher and nuttier and crazier and beyond belief. I've said it last time, and I thought, well, maybe as this week went on, no. And it is exploding across the country and will continue to, as far as I'm concerned. That's my betting money, and it is going to go all the way through the election and probably for a few months after if we have to decide yet again if the real election was a real election. Huh? That's where we're at. We will get there. This is just beyond anything I could have imagined that what's gone on this week. I don't even know where to start. Okay. You begin with frozen embryos. Do you begin with the response to the fact of the shooting at the parade in Kansas City to celebrate the win in the Super Bowl? Do we go to the government shutdown possibility? Or do we talk about what happened what's happening in Louisiana and their legislature as they're trying to pass a permitless concealed carry law? Let me just go over where I'm going to be appearing over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Coming up is March 8th. Red Bank, New Jersey. I'll be rolling in to appear at a really wonderful venue, and I mean this. I've appeared there a lot, the Hackensack Meridian Health Theater, inside the Count Basie Center for the Performing Arts. We go on March 9th to the Wilkes Bar or Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, the F.M. Kirby Center for the Performing Arts, followed by March 10th in Munhall, Pennsylvania, apparently just outside of Pittsburgh, at the Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall. And we go to Providence, Rhode Island, to the Betts. They are a beautiful, big theater that I think we're going to have to sell some tickets. So if you're thinking of some place to go, she said, well, Providence, is it worth it? Yeah. People head up to Boston, where I'm actually going to be the next day, March 22nd at the Wilbur Theater. First time, by the way. A lot of comics perform there. This will be my first. I've looked forward to it. March 23rd, yay, Portland, Maine, for the Lobster Roll Festival that I'll be having while on stage. I won't be performing. I'll just be eating as many lobster rolls as humanly possible because I love it. And I'll be at the Merrill Auditorium there. And on March 24th in Arono, Maine, there are tickets available in a number of those theaters, and some of the theaters are almost sold out. So take a look, see if you can join me. I'd love for you to do it. I had a great week last week, but we'll talk about that because we've got things to do. And this is after what happened in Kansas City. This is after another, can I keep up with the list? No, that's the big one. And then there was another one right after and another one after that. Because this experiment of just handing out guns willy-nilly is really getting focusing in and create and really curing the problem that we have, which is an overabundance of mass killings, overabundance by leading the world, lapping the world. Huh? Why should we worry about anything else? Why worry about winning the Olympics when we are winning the Olympics of life? Huh? What is the matter with us? What possesses us to not even try to come up? Thoughts and prayers. Why don't, you know what? It wouldn't even shock me if there was a whole group of gun stores that opened across the country that were called Thoughts and Prayers. And the people went in to shop there. And see, and then they would give 10% back to whatever area just got shot up so that they could put up a sign that says they're so-and-so strong. I mean, and God, and it's the only response we have is to say that we're strong. Because we are strong, but boy, are we stupid. Here we go. Let's begin with the good folks of Louisiana. God, I love going down there. And it's going to be a little tougher now, and just in terms of possibly being something that might make me a little anxious, because the Senate down there is getting ready to, if they have their way, to make it legal. Just the fact that they're thinking of this is beyond comprehension. They want to make it legal for people 18 and older without a felony conviction, because God knows that's not 18. 18. Stop it already. It's got to be 21 for starters. And this is even, but it shouldn't even be for this, for anybody. And I'm sorry, I don't care. This is stupefying. Okay? That 18 and older without a felony conviction can carry concealed handguns without training. Sure, why not? Or a state-issued permit. Are you serious? You've got to pay attention, all right? If just to be able to track the idiot who might have shot somebody, all right, by accident. But meanwhile, they can carry it around. And how do you know that the schmuck who's got a bulge in his pocket isn't a fucking psychopath? How do you know this shit, all right? You got to pay attention. We were able to do this at one time. And people go, well, you know, the rah, rah thing. I don't want to hear it. We did it. We can do it again. It's a matter of sitting down and figuring the fuck out because we are running out of time. All right? How many ways do you want to figure out how to kill the children? Really? How many different ways do you need? Huh? Son of a bitch. How many different ways? I mean, look at I forgot this while I was setting up to do this today. They've not given, people aren't getting a measles shot vaccination, huh? I mean, that's a highway off the, oh, look, there's a ramp. There's another ramp we can go up, huh? How many ways do you want to get rid of your kids? You tell me that people shouldn't be getting the measles vaccine? We got rid of measles, okay? It's a deadly fucking virus. And you have, well, you know, I just don't know. Well, you better know, okay? And then the state of Florida says, well, you know, it's okay, even though we're having a bit of an outbreak, feel free to send your kids to school. But what is the matter with us? How is this even possible? Are they giving degrees out like, you know, you go to I look at some of the people who've won Senate, you know, who are senators, who are governors, and they got degrees from major institutions. Where did the head of this health department get his degree? Am I going to look it up? I don't need to look it up. Doesn't matter. Okay? Because whoever gave him a degree didn't teach him anything about fucking measles. I realize I'm a little over the top today. My cage is being rattled way too much. And I'm really fucking sick of it. If this is bothering you, I really don't care. Because this is too much. All right? I've sat here and watched this planet spin around and watched us go from nutty to nuttier to nuttiest to beyond. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Let's calm down. Let's finish up the good folks of Louisiana. Who the one of the guys said, this is both are offered by the Senator Blake Miguez of, he is a Republican. Stunning, huh? Isn't it stunning? I mean, that would be the case. Well, you know, why did you make a joke about the Democrat? Because this is, there's nothing funny about this either way. No more begging the government for permission to protect what is ours. This is about our freedoms, our rights, our safety. So you can carry a gun to a movie theater so that you can protect your fucking popcorn and your jujubes. No, I really can't believe I just said that. That's the word that came to mind. There's 16 other candies, okay? Your Reese's Buttercups. I don't even know what they're selling there now. Because once I get my bucket of a Coke and the ton of popcorn and with that fake butter, I'm way too happy to worry about the candy. But this is to protect our rights, our safety. Doesn't protect your right to carry it. If you're carrying a gun, it doesn't protect a right. Okay? It doesn't. If somebody comes up too close to you, you're the right of your space. You could like maybe blow his foot off and they fall backwards. I'm stunned by this. Opponents of the bill also said, this is a physician, said, so anyone walking into a hospital who's not a convicted felon could potentially be smuggling a handgun, and you say that's fine? And I'm sure they do. The law would hurt the New Orleans Police Department's ability to confiscate guns during major tourism events like Mardi Gras. That's a good place to have that, because then they could actually, you could allow a certain amount of people probably out there to rob people. And that would be just really dandy, wouldn't it? If it appears to be that bulge of a weapon under the clothes, the officer has the ability to stop this person and therefore investigate a little further. That's the way it used to be, Moreno said. Now that's not going to be able to be possible. Well, good news. Good news. That should make Mardi Gras something that I could take off my list. It was on my, it was never on my bucket list, but I have thought about going down there for Mardi Gras, and I've been down there a lot for a variety of other performances and just to eat. And now, you know, I'm kind of going, wow, yeah, I'm not going down for some large event. Are you kidding me if they pass that? And they think they will. If that wasn't stupid, how about this? The great state of Missouri, which I had the pleasure of going through just recently, went through St. Louis and Springfield, Missouri, and great, great venues. The factory in St. Louis, the Gilroy's, I believe it's pronounced in Springfield, and also a great hotel there. Seriously, the Van de Voort. Really, if you're thinking of taking 2 or 3 days, it's a nifty little town to wander about in. And you probably, if you eat the between the steaks and the breakfast there, and the other the gelato, everything else, they've got every food you need. You'll probably be able to gain 10 pounds and feel a little happy as you kind of stuff your face to get over the anxiety of what I'm going to read to you right now, which is in that state, someone has put up the group called the Missouri Freedom Caucus. They have decided that they are trying to pass the following. This, I'm reading this because I can't possibly have memorized it. And because my brain would reject it. My brain would go, no, This can't be. It's impossible. Life can't be going on when this is happening. These people, the planet, it must get out of orbit when people become this fucking dumb. These people who are supposed to be governing, okay? And even if this is a joke, which I doubt, because it comes to us from the Missouri Freedom Caucus, similar to the one in Congress, so these are people who don't have a sense of humor. They don't have a sense of humor. I argued with my opening act, Jeff, about it. So, you know, it's kind of them doing their joke about the fact that the antagonism within the Senate is such that they really were making a point here. No, they weren't. There was no joke here because the irony escapes these idiots. I'm sorry. Especially when you do. This is a waste of time. I told them you don't sit down and take even, at this point in time, you don't take the 10 minutes up or whatever it was to say you wanted a vote on this. If a senator's honor is impugned by another senator, the point that it is beyond repair, it's he's a senator, so it's already beyond repair. A senator in the Missouri State House, way beyond repair. And in order for the offended senator to gain satisfaction, such senator may rectify the perceived insult to the senator's honor by challenging the offending senator to a duel. That's right. There's not enough stuff to take the wax out of your ears that was formed by me just reading that to you, okay? The trusted representative known as the second or of the offended senator, what fucking century am I in, shall send a written challenge to the offending senator. The two senators shall agree to terms of the duel, including choice of weapons, which shall be witnessed and enforced by their respective seconds. The brain gags on its own it just creates, this is what creates Alzheimer's, okay? Stuff like this, it creates plaque in the brain because you can't dig out of this fast enough that these people are saying this aloud, okay? The trusted representative, the duel shall take place, this is my favorite, in the well of the Senate at the hour of high noon on the date agreed to by the parties of the duel. Seriously? I'm sorry I had to read that, but there's no other way to get it across. Okay? Legendary stupidity. All right? Nothing funny about it. Nothing at all. Just get up. You know, there's no need to send that out there if you want it, you know, because there's some of that. There's a grain of insanity to that that is beyond belief, especially at a time when people are taking, are talking about, you don't need to, and in Missouri, where the concealed weapon thing is lunacy too. And you're going to talk about this just by bringing it up. Honk, honk, quack, quack. You're pushing buttons. And the buttons don't need to be pushed. All right? Good God. Meanwhile, they're meeting again this week to deal with the possibility of a government shutdown. Two, the first one they say is not so bad. The second one, because basically it means that certain agencies will not be able to function or will function with, won't be able to function or function certainly not as well because they're not enough folks because they can't pay them. Meanwhile, the Senate will get paid. The Congress, the House of Representatives, those folks will get paid. How's that possible? Okay? You know, that nobody stands up, all right? Because they sat down today and the ghost of Christmas past told them, we can't, we got to pay our bills. Government has to pay its bills. Well, then come up with a tell. Somebody there has to stand up and demand that if you're going to shut the government down, the first thing that closes its doors is Congress. Okay? And they don't get paid. All right? Or they have to keep working and don't get paid. That would be something that they actually had to keep working. This is what they come up with. We're not going to pay our bills. Fucking idiots. I'm going to repeat this for the 4,000th time. It has no effect on anything. Okay? But we decide. They don't decide. All right? The bill has come in. We've already done it. We have to pay for it. Okay? It was part of already needed to be done. Just do it. And what did they decide to do? What are they doing instead? reaching into each other's pants and jerking each every peach other off until they have blood on their hands. I stumbled through that and I don't care. I don't care because it made me laugh. And it's one of the few things that's made me laugh today. Okay? Fucking jerking each other off until there's blood on their hands. That's what I should have called the rantcast. But then who's going to really, they wouldn't have printed it. And it'd be like XXXX. And what are you going to do? But what are they up to? Seriously. You know, people are worried about inflation. And, you know, blaming the ghost of Christmas past. And the fact of the matter is, what about the fact that they keep saying there's going to be $2 billion spent on this upcoming presidential thing? And I'm calling it a thing right now because both are automatons. I mean, it's just they're too old. I mean, this is a presidential thing. $2 billion, right? You're worried about inflation. Let's worry about you. You're worried about pissing away money. We're paying for this insanity. You don't have to pay for it. Okay. Yeah. Let them have three debates. Come up with something. All right. That's reasonable. It shouldn't be more than $100,000 because they're sending stuff out on social media. You don't need, then they hire people to do their social media. Huh? And we're going to pay for that. What is wrong with us? You know, no. You say this is, here's what you get to spend. No fucking corporate money. No big money, right? Everybody can send in 10 bucks. You can do it off your fucking taxes or you can send in a check and that's fucking it. And if you can't afford it, you don't send in the money. And that's what they get to play with. And that, okay, and that's enough money. $2 billion. I don't even know if that adds up, and it doesn't add up to $2 billion, I don't think. And I'm not going to sit here and figure it out. Because why? Because I'm fucking exhausted. And I know math, but I think maybe, you know, if they did the $10, who knows? I don't know. I do know that it's crazy to spend that kind of money, and I do know that if they want to control inflation this badly, we might have to go to socialism. Because that's, and I don't know if that works, because I don't know if in Sweden or Denmark or Norway, which seem to have, at least folks seem to be doing better and have medical and all sorts of things, that maybe, I think they may have better ways to control inflation. I don't know. But one would think that one way to control it is have the government, instead of sitting around and, you know, with the blood on their hands, that they might think of some creative ways, that they might vote for some money to lower the price of eggs and lower the price of milk and lower the prices of a variety of items that folks really need and in order to make their lives better. But if you did that, then, you know, then Congress would get the credit, and who would get the credit, you know, and then if it kept going, then Congress would be blamed. Congress should be blamed. They did nothing. They're doing nothing. And there's really, they really less, the least amount ever done by any Congress, 27 bills. All they had to do was one more. The price of eggs will come down. That would have been a good bill. The price of milk will come down. That would have been a good bill. The don't eat dairy bill. Whatever you want to do. Don't eat dairy. It will upset your system. It will irritate you. Okay, whatever. I'm just about done. We haven't even gotten to Alabama and their spectacular ruling that frozen embryos are children. I will deal with that next week. This was more than I could bear. I was going through this. And because that, just saying that aloud, is almost, I could feel blood trickling down here and into my nose, and I didn't want to bleed during my rantcast. Not the 162nd one. No siree, Bob. I'll say, maybe if I practice saying it enough, but can you imagine frozen embryos? No, frozen embryos are hope, really. That's what they are. They're not children. They're hope that there might be a child. It's for intravenous fertilization. They don't even know what that is. Men just have to stop being allowed to deal with this because they don't get it. And boy, oh boy, I've watched enough people deal with IVF to know. And they're closing clinics because of it. Because they're, you know, if you actually got, you know, kind of got rid of those frozen embryos, that's like killing a child. No, it's not. But that, we'll go to that next week. Well, I need more time to think about it. Not that I need more time to relax so I can scream about that next week. And I'll leave you with this. The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, who I've agreed with on many of their things, and some I don't. And this one, not even close. Same way I feel about the ACLU. Agree with basic ideas behind it. And some of the stuff that they want to protect, I just go, nope, don't buy it. So, but that's, you know, it's good that we have both groups. And, but the people for the PETA, okay, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, has asked the nation's largest maker of amusement park carousels to stop using fake horses for seats, saying such rides normalize the use of animals as conveyances and amusements. I just had a little trouble breathing after that. I don't see how that normalizes anything. I think most children realize that this is not a horse. It's a painted piece of wood, or maybe a painted piece of metal now. I don't know. I haven't been on one in years. Are there that many? Are children in droves being normalized to riding horses as conveyances and amusements? I don't think, maybe I'm missing something here, but I don't think so. I don't think it's horrifying for a child to sit on a painted pony on a carousel. It goes up and down. Kids know this. They don't feel like they're riding a horse. They're pretending maybe in their heads. And they don't go, oh boy. And people are going to ride horses. Okay? It's just the way it is. I'm sorry that it upsets some people. Finishing up with, in a letter to Kansas-based Chance Rides, the PETA suggested replacing animal seats with spaceships, cars, or rainbows, which are just as enchanting, and don't celebrate the exploitation of sentient beings. I don't think, I think they'd be hard pressed, Peter, to find a, maybe they have proof that a child somewhere rode on a Ferris wheel. I mean, on a carousel. Idiot. God, my brain is starting to, the cracks are forming. And they're forming because of nonsense and stupidity, being pounded by it, as I think it, in many of us who just want to folks sit down and come up with some common sense solutions for the problems out there. And I don't think that the real problems with, you know, the horses that are pulling carriages in Central Park, that's awful, but I just find it hard to believe that a child really rode a horse and then said, "By God, I'm gonna use horses in just ways that you didn't imagine before." But that's me, and what do I know? All I do is yell, scream, and hope that someone listens somewhere. And I appreciate that you do. And we've got some really great new rants coming your way. And I want to thank everybody for coming out. It was a great run this past 2 weeks from Grand Rapids to Detroit to Waukegan to St. Louis to Springfield to the Steel Yard. great venue in Chesterfield, Missouri, just outside of St. Louis. I thought it was St. Louis I was going to until Kathleen went, no, you're going to Chesterfield. And I really had a great time. And it is, as always, a privilege and a pleasure to spend time with you. And that's the truth.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This comes to us from James Muckle. He was at the St. Louis show, and I wasn't able to read this there, and so I'm going to read it now. He works with the public, so you'll understand. After having worked in the service industry for over 20 years, I've noticed many odd things about people. Most notably, anyone who drinks a diet beverage usually drinks an abhorrent amount, 6 to 8 refills of Diet Coke on average, while their classic Coke counterparts tend to only have 1, maybe 2 refills. I don't forget it. All of those extra refills can't possibly be more healthy than one normal soda. And they drink them so quickly, every time I turn around, another refill, like we're competing in a fucking race. Worst of all, I know my expert refill timing will never be reflected by my compensatory tip out. And just to add a cherry to the non-sugar encrusted cake, these diet-guzzling gluttons tend to be the same fools who order a large salad with extra dressing only to inform me that this qualifies as their cheat day. I don't know how you manage to work with the public on a daily basis, James, but thank you for sharing that with us. I got a friend, Marklin Baker. He knocks back a few of those Diet Cokes. So I think there's an addictive quality to them. We'll discuss that at another time. This comes from Chris Morrissey, and she has a solution to our gun problem. And there is a problem out there. I think we can all agree on that, whatever side you're on. And if that is going to be disturbing to you, skip this one, okay? Just skip it, all right? Because I don't have time to listen to you. All right? If you listen to it and have a response, good. But I don't want you sitting there whining. I can't believe, because this is what people are thinking and feeling. That's the deal. Write one in. I have a 10-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old son. Today, when they got home from school, they told me about the active shooter drills they had to practice. Are you fucking kidding me? Is this really the country we have to live in now? I am so fucking tired of hearing politicians talk about thoughts and prayers or mental health, but never bring up a single new idea. So here's mine. Gun sales do not need to be restricted. Heaven forbid we stand in the way of some jack-off's ability to blow his own dick off while stroking his pistol. Instead, gun purchasers should be required to produce 3 character witnesses that will face prosecution if the purchaser commits a crime with that weapon. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Bans on assault rifles are never going to be passed, so don't try. If someone has a legitimate reason for owning a machine gun, then they should not have a problem finding friends, family members, or community members that are willing to support those legitimate uses. People have long made the argument that we should not restrict law-abiding people from owning weapons. Great, have at it. I won't stop you. If weapons of mass destruction are valued in your community, then you can support one another in purchasing those weapons. The key is that if you are a character witness for the purchase of a weapon, you are now responsible for how that weapon is used. If the purchaser is truly law-abiding, there is zero risk. But if the purchaser goes on to commit a crime with a weapon, each witness will face serious jail time. This should include not only murder and armed robbery, but also suicide. I mean, sure, I can't blame people for being afraid of the government, but I bet we would find out real fast what people are really more afraid of: governmental tyranny or the mouth-breathing knuckle-dragger that always wants to blow something up at the gun range doing something stupid. Now, some may say that would be discriminating against those that do not have a lot of family and friends to support their purchase. I would say that we are not banning those people from purchases, but it will require them to form strong societal connections first. And if that impedes the lone gunman, all the better. Background checks and red flag restrictions are fine, but this gives at least a small number of people strong incentives to actively engage with gun owners and step in if they see warning signs. Well, Chris, that's a terrifically logical piece that you've written, and I've enjoyed reading it, and I'm sure because of its logic, it will be rejected immediately. There are brains right now across the United States that didn't even hear this, and it bounced off their heads. Thank you. Getting something out of a package is a problem for all of us. Well, it's certainly a problem for me. It was a problem for Tyler Turner. So he needed to get it off his chest. So he sent it to me, the one who also has problems with this shit. And as soon as I read it, I went, wow, I'm going to read this. Lewis, it was during the holidays when my wife and I's level of frustration came finally to a head, and I found myself at the kitchen table with a pair of scissors in my hand, cursing the very nature of one of the most stroke-inducing aggravations I have ever attained. I was praying to God, then cursing God, then praying again, then asking for enlightenment into this darkness of frustration. I'll tell you the issue, then explain the problem, which nearly caused my wife and I to pull a Thelma and Louise off the cliff, hand in hand. The packaging of batteries. Yep, the manner in which they do it is criminal. Yes, criminal. Engineers who design the packaging of batteries should have their diplomas revoked. Is that possible? Do universities do that sort of thing? They should, for these assholes. What were they taught? This is how you make it impossible for anyone to steal or ever use. Apparently, battery companies want you to buy their batteries, but never use the batteries. These companies want you to just look at the shiny, perfectly formed, pretty packaging, admiring their pristine work and making sure no one ever uses their products. Anyway, the packing of batteries caused my wife and I to, one, curse on a professional level not usually heard during that holy time of the year. Two, perform basic first aid on each other, i.e. wound care. And three, threaten the lives of strangers we have never met. I'm thinking of the engineers who package these batteries. Fucking bastards. My wife takes holiday decorating very seriously, Lewis. You don't mess with her and her decorations. Martha Stewart ain't got shit on my wife. But for several years, my wife has decided that instead of real candles, which, let's face it, might burn down the house, She has to switch to battery-powered timer-activated candles. Lots and lots of candles. Our house during the holidays shines brighter inside than it does outside. It's beautiful, but my yearly Christmas bonus from my work goes exclusively to batteries. They're expensive as fuck. And the packaging is, well, think about this. I'm seriously writing to you so that I can rant, complain about the packaging of batteries. That's how bad it is. That's where I am, Lou. That's it. And as I write this, my dog is snoring behind me. My wife is half in the bag on a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc, or as he wrote it, Sovereign Blanc, and binge-watching Netflix, and I'm having a therapy session with my keyboard. What the fuck have I become? This was not in the manual when I was growing up, son of a bitch. I'm starting to break out in a sweat. We destroyed two pairs of scissors trying to get into the damn AAA battery pack, not to mention the small watch size batteries that apparently are never to be used in watches or any other device that might require a small $5 battery. Fuck! My wife and I, as a result of the scissors destruction and packaging assault, ended up bleeding from our hands and engaged in medical triage, trying to determine whom was bleeding more and what wound was more serious. It was mine, of course, trying to bind my wounds with her bloody hands, and I'm doing the same to her, left our kitchen and bathroom looking like a murder scene from a horror movie. What the fuck have we done? While this was occurring, the dog kindly and quietly ran to the basement. Even she saw the madness that was developing. And after an hour of this fucking horror show, my wife and I, with bloody hands and a warlike stare in our eyes, finally were able to achieve the ejaculation of the batteries from their packaging. God, I've had some good orgasms in my life, Lou. But this example of coming was magical and left us both breathless and exhausted. Well, the light shined brighter that night as the new batteries put forth their blazing energy. We both sat down to enjoy a drink and what our sacrifice had accomplished. And after 15 minutes of silence, my wife and my wife and I just staring at each other, she politely and matter-of-factly mentioned, those batteries will only last for a few weeks, and we will need to replace them. And in my head, my response was, are you shitting me? Seriously, are you fucking shitting me? These fuckers better last past Christmas, or we are switching to real candles and taking our chances with fire. But my actual response was, thank you, hon. I love you, too. Lewis, all this being said, I almost forgot to mention my job is with one of the largest consumer packaging companies in North America. Figure that the fuck out. But I work in finance, thank God. Thanks, Lou. That felt good. Time for a cocktail. That was quite nice, Tyler. A tale that needed to be told. I just had a fucking problem with that little fucking watch battery bullshit myself. Thanks for sharing. This comes from your pal. No mention of a name, I guess. I guess he doesn't want to lose his job, or she. I work in animation, and now that I'm inching up the ladder, I have to talk to clients every month. Here's a question I have. Why couldn't they have designed AI to replace executives instead of artists? The notes I get from executives are so inane that I can't understand how they got to where they are today. How do you fail so far up the ladder? Huh? Sometimes I imagine these notes on a live-action movie set. Imagine you're in a movie. You've got the script. You've memorized your lines. You know your motivation. You're ready. The director shouts action, and you're on top of it. You think you nailed it. Now imagine he shouts cut and says, can I give you some notes? Fix your acting. Okay, try again. Action. Logic would dictate that if you thought there was something wrong with your acting, you wouldn't have acted that way, right? Huh? regardless, you go again. You try something new. Cut. Your face is wrong. Action. My face is wrong. You roll the dice and try some different, nuanced eyebrow movements. Maybe they'll like this. You have no way of knowing. Cut. I'm going to give you three suggestions on different things you could try. I won't say which of the three I actually want, but whichever one you choose will be wrong. Okay? Go. You give it three more tries. You know what? I like the first thing you did. This is a great idea I just had. Go back to that. But now I'm not paying you because you did it wrong so many times. Welcome to my life making preschool television. I can't imagine that for preschool. I can't. I've been through it. I have sat in rooms with executives from television networks. I was once told by the TV network, actually, the people who had written a pilot for me were told, this is true, that it was, and this is before a number of shows had gotten on FX, but early on when FX was breaking out doing their stuff, way back, about 25 years ago, we were told that the script was too funny for FX. Did you hear me, my pal? Too funny for FX. You really, I read yours mainly because I think the brilliance that you've, your brilliant idea is really at the very beginning, and that they should have designed AI to replace executives and not the people who actually do the work and know what has to be done. Thank you. First is from Pat Casey, and it's, what in the actual fuck is going on with politicians in Washington and most states these days, in the past 50 years for that matter? It's both sides, too. No one represents the people anymore, and they're only looking out for themselves. Half of them freeze like a fucking 1990s gateway computer on dial-up internet, having a mini stroke, waiting for their game of where in the world is Carmen Sandiego to finish loading. Wow, that's impressive, guys. I feel like they're all the original Nintendo, where you had to blow hot air up the game's electronic ass to make it fucking work. Why are these people making decisions for us? Why are they making six-figure salaries and receiving full lifetime benefits when the rest of the country is getting fisted without lube? They all say one thing to get elected and then get money from special interest groups to do whatever they want done instead. The rich politicians get richer every day. What we need to do is set term limits on all of them. Cut their cushy fucking salaries when they only work 2 months out of the year anyway, and make them all have, I love this, regular jobs, so that their decisions affect them too. Time for an overhaul. Thanks, Pat. That's from Pat Casey. And this comes to us, I just had to read this one. It's from Shemp Roland. And Shemp says, why are people from Battle Creek so stupid? I believe he was there last night. He said, I've lived in Grand Rapids all my life, but with my job, I have to call people from all over the state. Every time I see the area code for Battle Creek 269, I know I'm about to hear the dumbest shit I've heard in my fucking life. Nobody can read, and nobody will read. Thank you, Shemp. I'm going to read two rants tonight that were written in by folks. If you've got something you want to get off your chest, send it in. Go to my website, lewisblack.com. Go fuck yourself, whatever it is, and send it in. I've got two here. One is from Michael Murray. Speaker Johnson of the Congress said, you know, he's the Speaker of the House. As Congress debates the best path forward to support Ukraine, the United States and our partners must be using every means available to cut off Putin's ability to fund his unprovoked war in Ukraine and an aggression against the Baltic states. Instead of using every means available, Congress went on vacation. Congress went on vacation! You can't make this funnier! They were faced with a fucking, we got a group of people fighting for us, okay? And no! Let's go back. Well, cripe, I've got to be in fucking Des Moines by Thursday. Are you shitting me? Instead of using every means available, Congress went on vacation. They aren't debating, they're ignoring. Does this fucknut not know that he's one of the guys in charge of the government? He's the guy he's bitching about. Thank you, Michael. Mark Werner sent this in. This was written a year ago. What's staggering is I've got a ton of stuff in that fucking iPad. God, if there is something that I'd like to take a hammer to, it's that piece of that piece of shit. But this is a year old. It still applies. It still applies. I was reading stuff today as we were rolling towards your lovely village, and I couldn't get over the fact that all of this stuff still applies. We are going nowhere. Here's a solution to many of our inflation woes. Reform our immigration system. Hello? Fucking hello? Why can't we build more moderately priced houses? Not enough people to build them. Why do I have to wait 3 months for a doctor's appointment to find out why I have a wart on my asshole? Not enough doctors. Why can't I get an electrician to fix my broken outlet? Not enough electricians. Why can't companies find tech workers? Not enough programmers. Where are all these workers? I'll tell you where many of them are, Lewis. Waiting outside our fucking borders, under or unemployed, begging to be let in. Yet our leaders refuse to countenance a discussion of immigration. Why? We have to protect our precious job market from these potential workers because they suffer from excess skin pigmentation. Get a grip. Some of you get a fucking grip. Please. Son of a bitch! I didn't write it. This guy, he's not standing next to me. I really love that line. We have to protect our precious job market from these potential workers because they suffer from excess skin pigmentation or they talk to the wrong dead guy in the sky. So guess what, folks? You get to suffer through spiraling prices as a result of your xenophobia and racism. And the truly comical part of this that pretends our coming doom is that the Republicans and Democrats alike seem to want more of this insanity. They've protected our labor markets with racism, cloaking it in a false pretense of patriotism. And this is the result. Welcome to hell, assholes. You did a great fucking job of making America great again, so suck it up, bitches. It's only gonna get worse. Thank you, Mark. Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy, or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me. Aha, Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salton. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brewer. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.